Now, what kind of a car are you driving at the moment? It might look shiny and it might feel healthy, but it might be potentially a write-off. Thousands of motorists are driving potentially dangerous cars, as new research reveals 4,000 imports a year have previously been crashed or written off. The co-founder of MotorCheck.ie is Shane Teskey. He's on the line. Hello, Shane.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well, Shane. This research that you've done on these vehicles, how was it carried out?
Well, we took a random sample, Sean, of 10,000 vehicles that were imported last year from the UK. Every year we get somewhere between 35 and 40,000 cars coming across, so it was a quarter of the cars that had been brought in. And we ran them against our database and looked at the previous UK registration numbers for those cars and found that 1 in 10 of them had been categorised as a write-off.
Now, we have to be careful with this word write-off, don't we? Because write-off, I used to think, meant, you know, ruined. It doesn't necessarily mean that.
No, it doesn't. I suppose write-off is an insurance term, and it's one that an insurance company will use when they determine a vehicle to be beyond economic repair. So they've put it through their estimating systems. They've looked at the number of parts they're going to have to buy and the labour rate involved, and they said, you know what, the cost of repairing this exceeds the value of the car as it sits in its pre-accident condition. And then government has come in behind that and said, well, that's all well and good writing a car off, but we want you to classify those write-off categories. And they've broken them into A, B, C, and D.
Mm-hmm.
Now, A and B are the ones that we need to be really careful of. These are the cars that, even if they did, if somebody did decide to take it away and try and repair it, they shouldn't. The car is of such damage that it should never go back on the road.
So an engineer's looked at it and said, a mechanic or whatever's looked at it and said, it's definitely not roadworthy and will never be roadworthy again.
Exactly.
Okay.
Maybe there's been frame damage on or electrical.
Although it could look great, couldn't it? It might look fantastic. There may be something beneath the surface that we're not seeing.
That's right.
Yeah.
Flood damage cars in particular, where the electrics have been compromised. You know, somebody puts a dehumidifier in there for a couple of days and dries it out, and it looks fantastic.
And the thing is, with the weather conditions and the changing weather conditions in the UK as well as in Ireland, but in the UK, they've had a lot of flood incidents in recent years.
Yes.
So these cars are turning up more and more.
Yes, they are, yeah.
And the electrics and everything's damaged with them?
Yeah, well, you know, the problem with electrics is you can never tell what's gone wrong. The car might even start. It might drive away fine. But, you know, a week later, an airbag will go off without you wanting it to, or the cruise control suddenly malfunctions.
Yeah.
No telling. So A and B cars, they have to be, the logbooks have to be destroyed, and the cars have to be, in the case of category A, absolutely crushed, pushed into that piece of square tin that we see coming out of crushers. Or in category B, certain parts can be resold. Like for the flood-damaged car, maybe the leather seats are perfectly fine, so those can be taken out and resold again. But the car itself, crucially, will never go back on the road.
Okay, and there's no need for this, you're saying, because these cars can be checked?
Yes, they can. It's on the insurance database that we have access to that flags this as a category A or B.
How do they end up in Ireland, then?
Well, you know, the category A's that I saw coming up on the report last month, unfortunately, we don't have access to the names and addresses, but one of two things have happened. Either the car has been taken out of its salvage environment, wasn't crushed, and somebody has done a fantastic job making it appear roadworthy, or worse still, it's been cloned. So somebody's got their hands on the logbook and the registration number, and they've put that identity on a stolen car. And they're passing it off now as something that it isn't.
Right. Now, if it's stolen, that's bad enough. That doesn't mean it's necessarily not roadworthy.
Correct.
People would be very worried about, you know, buying a car and thinking that it's legit and then discovering actually it could malfunction at any moment or it could actually break in half in some cases.
That's right.
When you bring them over here, don't you have to, Shane, if you're importing a vehicle, a second-hand vehicle, don't you have to put it through the NCT straight away?
It depends on whether the vehicle has hit 4 years old or not.
So that's the crucial thing, is it?
Yeah, it's at 4 years old, a car needs its NCT. It does have to go to an NCT centre for a VRT inspection, and that's when the guys will determine how much import duty you pay on the car. But there's no physical inspection of the vehicle to determine is it roadworthy.
Oh, you see, that's the piece I meant. You do, you know, when you import it, you're supposed to take it to be to the NCT centre for the revenue purposes. They don't actually go over it then with a fine-tooth comb.
No, they'll be more concerned about checking the level of specification on it to determine what its open market selling price
right.
is.
Right, alloy wheels and all that.
That's right.
Yeah.
The real problem, Sean, is around the category C's and D's, though. I mean, they account for 90% of these write-offs.
What's wrong with them?
So these are the ones that are what we call damaged repairables. The insurance company has said, I'm not going to repair it, but if you want to take it away, Mr. Customer, and buy the salvage and have it done yourself, that's your right. And these cars are taken away, they're brought to, you know, your friend or somebody else who owns a body shop, they sit on the side and they're repaired in an economical fashion.
Mm.
Now, people might put recycled components into them. They might paint them as well as they should. They might use non-genuine parts. Who knows? And to be fair, some of them are repaired very, very well and are absolutely roadworthy. But if you're somebody who's buying damaged repairables to turn a quick buck on them, our experience is that people repair them at the bare minimum standards.
Remember, there's a caller contacting us to say, you know, that there are garages that are doing this as well. Did you find evidence of that?
It's across the board. I mean, you're finding in Ireland today that the shortage of used cars that are out there means that everybody from private individuals to main dealers are importing directly from the UK.
Let's talk to a car dealer. Anthony, hello.
Hello, how are you doing, Sean?
Not too bad. First of all, would you be aware of this practice?
Which practice in particular, Sean?
Well, people who are importing vehicles from the UK that are written off and then selling them as good.
I would be aware that there'd be elements in the trade at that occasion, yeah.
Yeah, so when you're buying as a dealer, you always check the background history, do you?
We do indeed, but Sean, to be honest, one of the main issues that I would have for ringing on is that the majority of the cars that are coming in, are, I would say 90% of them are 100%. The English cars for trade has been a car that, you know, could have a shady history, but there's actually far better transparency with an English car than an Irish car, Sean.
Is that, Shane, a fair point here, that at least in Britain there is this transparency? I mean, would we have the same transparency in Ireland?
No, that is absolutely correct, and it's a great point. The UK database, it's known as the MyAfter database, that writes off every car. That's very, very robust and thorough in categorising vehicles A to D. Whereas in the Republic, the only vehicles categorised in the National Vehicle File are Category A and B. The Cs and Ds, there's no official source of that information. Car history check companies like ourselves have to go and solicit that directly from insurance companies.
So, Shane, are you saying then, and are you agreeing maybe with what Anthony's saying, that it probably works well for the people buying in the UK, but they're getting through a loophole here in the Republic with these vehicles? Is that what you're saying?
It's a lot less reliable in the Republic, especially for the trade when they're buying a vehicle, to carry out the check. Unless they're doing it with an organisation like ourselves, they don't have access to any official database.
So how do you check, Anthony, when you're buying a vehicle?
I use the sources which are the Lex Auto Lease, the companies that are, they can guarantee me that the mileage is warranted and they can guarantee me that the car was never written off. So I can pass on that guarantee, and I've had transparency throughout my whole career doing it that way. And to be honest, I can't get the same transparency buying an Irish car. So what I'm finding is that for me to sell good cars that I can stand over, I have to go to England to get them. That's what annoys me when I keep hearing about these dodgy English cars, because they're actually the best cars that I can get are English cars.
That's a damning indictment on our own system, though, isn't it, Shane?
It is, definitely. But what's annoying me is that English cars are getting such a bad press when really they're of a higher, what I call a far better, they're getting a far better record-keeping system.
Yeah.
Where we can actually warranty mileage.
Well, so we're getting a mixed message here, Shane, because what Anthony's saying is that he prefers to buy his cars in the UK and import them because he knows at least their history, whereas in Ireland he doesn't feel that he's got the confidence. And he says every time a survey like this comes out, it kind of damages, I suppose it damages the kind of image of UK cars, which he feels isn't helpful to him.
Well, it gives us the transparency, certainly, over what cars are coming from the UK and the fact that 9 out of 10 of them are 100% and weren't written off.
Yeah, I would be totally in favour of companies like MotorCheck and Cartel and them all that can actually bring this transparency or check this. But one of the things that I don't like is, you know, people are, you know, there's this thing coming out that there's an issue with so many of them. But when you've found it, you know, if I checked out now a vehicle tomorrow, even that I would have for sale, maybe coming off, say, a finance house, that there's finance still out in it. But when you actually contact the finance house, there's not finance still out in it. And that's one of the things that, you know, has been, it can't be true to the figures when it comes that way.
You're standing over, Shane, are you? The figures that you're...
No, I don't believe that the figures that these guys are producing are totally accurate.
All right, Shane, I'm asking, sorry. Because you're saying that 4,000 imports a year have been crashed or written off, Shane.
Yeah, I suppose specifically what we're saying, Sean, is that we looked at 10,000 vehicles, random, from the 40,000. And there were 953 of those that had been previously written off.
That's big.
Yeah, so when you extrapolate the figures, there's no reason to believe that the addition of numbers wouldn't show something identical. Now, I take Anthony's point. If you were to do the same against the fleet in Ireland or in Southern Ireland, you may come up with a very similar figure. In fact, it may even be higher. The problem is we don't have direct access to the official information.
I totally support these companies that can check out this and find out, you know, can expose these guys. But some of the things that just you'll come across is a company in England may not have taken it off the finance registry yet, although there's no finance on it. And this can feed the figures, say, of, you know, higher finance, you know, cars with finance outstanding. But when you actually do the homework, you know, the car doesn't actually... Like, I had two in a row last week that I was providing the check with. And when I had done the first check, they came up with having finance. But when I rang the company, they done a finance check clearance on it. But I just feel that there would be one of the things that's coming across.
That happens usually in the South as well, Anthony. We call them false positives. Banks are great about putting information on the finance database, but very slow to take them down.
Yeah.
And you'll find, I don't know, Anthony, if you're a customer of Motor Checks, but every finance check we do, we contact the bank on your behalf and confirm whether or not it still isn't on finance.
Do you give then a gold ribbon, Anthony, when you're selling a car, either that it's been approved by Motor Check or what was the other company that you used?
Yeah, Cartel or Motor Check. Right. I would use either of those.
Okay.
And I would invite them to check any vehicle, and I think that any dealer that wouldn't invite them, you know, you need to be very wary on that effect, you know. But you'll find that it's not the reputable dealers or the registered dealers that are, you know, you'll find that that history is not coming up. It's when you get a mobile phone number on the side of the road where they meet you want to meet you at a petrol station. That's the only time you're going to come across them type of vehicles, in my opinion.
And what's the market like at the moment? Is it worth?
Very good, yeah.
It is good.
Yeah, it's very good. It's very busy.
So, in other words, it's worthwhile for people to import a used car from the UK?
It's worthwhile to buy an imported car from the UK of an Irish car dealer if everything's above board. And you'll find that the majority of them, that it's 95% of them are.
And is that even with the VRT and everything else?
Included, yeah.
Yeah, we're finding an increase in the number of cars that are importing, and we'd be asked daily, should somebody go to the UK market and try and find their bargain there? And our advice tends to be, unless you fancy yourself as a bit of a car pro and you're anxious to visit all the auctions, you're much better building a relationship with your local dealer and saying, look, this is the type of car I'm looking for and the spec I want, and will you go and get it for me, please? Because professionals like Anthony have access to our databases at preferential prices. They can run all the checks on 10 or 15 cars to find the right one for you. And obviously, I'm sure Anthony will stand over it in terms of warranty. And
is this bad news for the dealers in Ireland that so many are importing from the UK, though, Shane?
No, not at all. They just have to go there because that's where the supply is.
There just aren't the vehicles here.
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
It's not that difficult, Sean. You'll have a car imported on a transporter overnight. A couple of hundred euros will land one for you. And when you consider 22 million cars in operation across the water versus the 2.4 we have here, it's a much bigger...
All right, Anthony, thanks a million.
Okay, thanks, Sean. Thanks, Sean.
And Shane Teskey of motorcheck.ie, thank you very much.
Thank you, Sean.
It's 27 minutes past 12. See you after these. Here's the quiz.